This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Studio Lounge interviews at CUF and Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions.
Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CU FinHealth. Oh my god.
That's the most important part.
I know. CU FinHealth here in beautiful Denver, Colorado, right at the foot of the Rocky Mountains. And in our studio lounge, we are graced with the presence of Lori Tim from a legacy federal credit union in the fine state of North Carolina.
Yes.
How are you, Lori?
I'm doing great. Good. I've been having a wonderful time. It's only been one day, but it feels like more than that.
Well, any highlights to share from yesterday?
Definitely. Our keynote yesterday with Brent and Peck, mm-hmm. you probably heard from others that was such a highlight. Yeah. He talked about happiness and how financial well-being could equal happiness. Mm-hmm. I tend mm-hmm. to believe that. Yeah. So that was really great. My fellow Tar Heel, Creighton Blackwell, gave some great advice not to overcomplicate things. So I love that. It was about keeping it simple.
Yep.
He also talked about not thinking of what we are, but what we should be. That really resonated with me. So Creighton. That was really good. And it's just great to see friends, people that in many cases I haven't met in person, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. I know them and we're connected on LinkedIn.
Email, that type of stuff.
Yes, we've been in conferences, so I know them this way. So it's just great to be together and collaborate. Yeah. So much energy.
Good deal. So before we dive into the topic, what do you do at a legacy? Because it says here your title is Community and Financial Wellbeing Manager. So share with me, what's that all about?
So people always ask me, well, what does that mean? Yeah. And I say I'm a cheerleader for the mission. So I am 100% on the mission side, trying to wave that flag. I am a DE, so I believe that we really need to focus on that, and our employees need to understand why a credit union is different. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about rates and being a nonprofit. It's the more than that. It's the essence of the mission. And so what I do is everything that would fall under that. So all of our community development efforts, our financial well-being initiatives, mm-hmm. and also our philanthropic giving. We do have a charitable foundation, so I manage that, and the volunteer teams that support the work that we do.
So every day is an adventure in Lori's world.
It is, and I'm out and about a lot. That's kind of a good day when I'm out.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Yeah. It just creates that tighter bond with the community, right?
Sure does.
So it shows all the great things that a legacy is doing out there.
And I'm very intentional about that, sharing the good. Mm-hmm. With all the bad that we can find so easily in our world, I'm all about highlighting what good things that community organizations are doing, what our employees are doing, and what the credit union movement is doing. So I'm big about LinkedIn. So we need to connect on LinkedIn.
I will definitely do that,
for sure.
You can
feel that good vibe.
Okay. I am right after the interview.
Okay, excellent.
We'll connect, for sure. All right, so tell me, because I've been a big fan of the legacies for a very long time because of all the things that you do, obviously in the community, all that great stuff, but the other thing that really stands out for me, all the financial wellness, even the health and wellness type of stuff that you guys have been doing for years. So I've been a big fan. Gigi and I have talked many times about the great things that you guys do at the legacy. So share with me some financial wellness initiatives that you guys are doing, maybe past, present, and future. You can sum that up.
I think some of the initiatives we had were kind of ahead of their time,
mm-hmm, very much so.
Because we were really in that wellness space because we had an employee wellness initiative, and it started as a program and it became so much more, and it's still ingrained in our culture.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so everything that we do at a legacy has that wellness connection, and it's a holistic wellness. And so we're looking at it through five lenses. One is, of course, physical, emotional, social, your financial, of course, and then a sense of purpose, which really gets into the volunteerism.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so across all those pillars, what we found was that we might volunteer to go walk for the heart, American Heart Association. Mm-hmm. And somebody might come because they want to get their steps, but there's another person who might come because they want to just connect with people.
Right.
And there might be another person who lost a family member to heart disease, so they connect to the cause. Mm-hmm. And so we found that presenting opportunities to our employees and then expanding that to our members, it was a way to really bridge all of those, what we say, wellness pillars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And everything's interconnected. We have this great graphic that shows, it's like a spider web. Everything is connected.
Right.
And so we've extended that into our, of course, our product offerings. We do have our All Health Wellness account, which is a great account. If you are a member of the YMCA or another couple other fitness facilities, and you visit that the YMCA, mm-hmm. for example.
Yeah.
You swipe your card, and then we get a report at the end of the month, and then we assign the dividends based on your visits to the Y.
Wow.
So that account really pays people to be
incentive.
Healthy.
Incentive.
Yes.
I like it.
And it's been really popular, and we're actually expanding it to additional Y networks across
the
state.
Good for you. Yeah. See, you guys are always up to something really cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't come up with these ideas, but I do love to promote
but
them.
But you're executing them. You know,
I'm cheerleading them.
Exactly.
Remember? The
yes.
cheerleader.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You mentioned the four pillars. Can you share those four pillars real quickly?
Five.
Oh, five. Oh, never
so
mind.
So it was physical, financial, social, sense of purpose, and emotional.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Those are the five pillars.
Okay.
Gosh. See? Confuse me.
Well, put you on the spot there for a second, Lori. So, but how did you guys come up with these pillars? Because, I mean, I think there's a lot of Canadians out there that are looking for something, kind of a foundational type of thing to build off of.
So this goes back to 2009, so way back in our history, and we had some very visionary folks, and Ashley was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley doesn't always take the credit, but she was the one at the forefront of that. And really deciding, you know, the healthcare costs for any organization are driven by just a few people that have some pretty major issues.
Mm-hmm,
And so we were trying to lower healthcare costs as an organization. And that was kind of the impetus of trying to start this movement. And then it became, well, you know, if we do a biometric screening, we have a health risk assessment, we provide health coaching, maybe we can start to drive down some of those risk factors.
Right.
We actually did that in our first year. Our risk factors went from, I think it was 4.2 down to 2.1 per employee.
Yeah, yeah.
And what we found was that our engagement scores went up, our trust scores went up.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, everybody's got their watch. We're all collecting points.
Oh my
we're
gosh,
encouraging
yeah.
one another.
Sharing all that stuff.
We're getting ready to start a walking challenge in May.
Mm-hmm.
We did several throughout the year, but
mm-hmm.
I've created some financial challenges as well, so that, you know, as you're doing your steps, you're working on your physical, but also working on your financial. So we've done some 12-week savings challenges where our employees can commit to themselves
mm-hmm.
to save a certain amount of money.
Right.
And then we created some nudge emails to keep them on track. So every week they get a little email. It reminds them of that commitment
yeah,
and
yeah.
gives them some ideas of how to continue on that journey.
Love this stuff.
So that's been really successful. We've done some debt challenges
mm-hmm.
as well. And this month of April, we did a healthy financial habits challenge
mm-hmm.
because habits really are what trip us up sometimes.
Of course.
If you have a bad habit, it's hard to break. If you have good habits, like exercise,
those are the ones you want to
saving
foster.
Every mm-hmm. month, automating savings, things like that.
Ah.
So that's what we worked on this month with our members and our employees.
So, and I bet the feedback that you guys are getting from your members is tremendous, right?
Yeah,
so, with
we
these
really
things.
Do.
I mean, they may not be like huge, giant initiatives that are going to change the world,
right.
but these little things, they add up to something pretty big, right?
They do.
So, good stuff.
And it also, our employees are very engaged. And so when you have that at the front lines, everyone talks about wellness and how personally it's impacted them.
Yeah.
So that's been really cool.
So I'm thinking, as you're talking, I'm thinking about Brenton's message yesterday.
Yeah.
I bet that resonated really well
with
you because it's so aligned with what you're
yes,
just talking about.
Definitely.
Good stuff. All right, well, anything else? I know you want to, we're getting going. They're
it's
serving
breakfast.
It's breakfast time, so I don't want to hold you up too long, Lori.
I just,
anything else to add to wrap
so
up
glad here? That you're here shining
the
spotlight on what credit unions are doing. There's so many amazing people here doing incredible things. Day two is going to be full of conversations. We've got tons of meetings, and I think it's going to be a really good one.
Yeah, and let's get people to act on this
yes.
stuff, too. More importantly, yeah, we can,
yes,
we
totally.
Can talk until we're blue in the face,
yes.
but man, we got to get some action. So,
get
yeah,
some
for
action
sure.
going.
All right, Lori, well, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For your time today. Appreciate,
appreciate
it. And enjoy the rest of the show
okay,
today,
same
and
to you.
I'll see you around the hallways.
Okay,
and
okay.
we'll connect on LinkedIn.
Yes, right away.
All right.
Studio Lounge Interviews at CFN Health brought to you by PSU Co-op Solution. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.